They see your glow. They see your strength. They see your confidence, but they don't see the storm you walk through to get here. They don't see the tears, the setbacks, the silent battles. This glow, it's not luck. It's survival. It's faith. It's strength. It's you choosing to rise every single time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Being You Loud and Clear. If you're returning, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome and get ready to tune in. On today's episode, we're talking about the strength during the storm. What they don't see behind the glow. Woo! I gotta take a break just thinking about the title. I was sitting there coming up with this title, and I'm like, we really don't look like what we've been through. And that shit is powerful. I love seeing human beings tell their story about how much they've been through and still show up with so much grace, still show up with so much beauty, still show up with so much love. But on this episode, I want to just dive deeper on the strength we build behind the scenes. We go through so much and still manage to put our best face on. But it feels like we need to go over what it feels like walking back in the house and silently battling everything we're carrying. The heartbreak, the postpartum, the weight of single motherhood, the grief of loved ones we lost, the health problems we're facing and battling, the pressure to prove we deserve our seat in every room, going to school, building a business, trying to be seen, heard, and understood, all while raising our babies, teaching them what we were taught and what we were never taught. And to put the icing on the cake, we're also trying to build ourselves, rebuild us, rebuild our confidence, our strength, our love for ourselves. Whew, that's a lot just even thinking about. But going through the bad seasons, I wouldn't even call it the bad seasons because I believe every season is a great season. But just going through the dark times and building that strength behind closed doors, I sometimes wonder if I was vulnerable in them stages, going through that moment, if I would share what I'm really going through, would they understand me? Or would they judge me? Would they think I'm complaining? Would I come off as weak? So instead, we decide to put our brave face on, because I know I do, my head be held high. Smile and keep going. We keep pushing through the storm. Sometimes it feels like you're walking through a dark tunnel, just waiting for that next door of sunlight to open. But then it's detours, construction on this journey. Now you gotta take a different route. Now you're forced to go another way. Then boom, we get a little bit of sun. Yes, you know, we love the sun. We get a little bit of sun. Them blessings is blessing. We can see it. We can feel it. We understand what's going on. We feel like we're on the right path. We're going. Then boom, back in a dark tunnel, walking in confusion, staring at the map, trying to figure out the next road I should take. Stopping. Should I go this way? Should I go that way? Listening to music to turn you up. Listening to music to boost your confidence, listening to music to lift your spirit. Meanwhile, setbacks looking scary as hell, confused, like, what the fuck happened? How did I even get here? My favorite is, what am I doing here? God, I know you can do better than this. What's going on? What are we finna do? What's the lesson? Because I need to learn it by tomorrow. What is the lesson so we can skip this step? But then I learned to also fall in love with the steps. Because even though the obstacles feeling bigger than the damn program, it's always a blessing in disguise. it's always something we need to learn for the next step. And all through those dark tunnels, those confusions, those don't know where I'm heading to, what am I even doing here, how did this even happen, even feeling like, come on, I don't even deserve none of this. You have to learn the strength of not giving up, the strength in getting back up, the strength of standing tall through it all, the power in believing and having faith, the power in releasing control, the power in allowing God to stretch you. And sometimes I just be waking up praying it was just a dream. Tired of the reality, tired of the emptiness, you feeling sad, looking at your children and family, knowing you can't give up, knowing you can't let them feel your pain, your sadness, your lostness. You really have to just show up with that smile, with that happiness, and with that grace moving forward. I used to always tell my dancers, this was my favorite thing to tell them, leave it at the damn door. We all battling something. I would literally be in a whole altercation before I come to practice. I'm leaving at the door. Crying because the money ain't balancing out. I don't even know where the next dollar about to come from. Leave it at the door. You don't wear your heart on your sleeve. You leave that shit at the door. Just to give you all an example, losing my uncle took a deep toll on me. And even though I was hurting, I had to think about the people who were hurting the most outside of me, my family, his mom, his sibling, his kids, my child. And she still talks about him till this day, and we all do. But hearing a 12-year-old keep telling you she misses her uncle, it really breaks my heart. It even makes me want to cry when I see her wearing his pin with his picture on it, on her shirts, on her important days at school. And so there I was pretending to be strong, motivating everyone to keep going, telling my daughter he's with us every step of the way, days stopping myself from crying in front of her, keeping my head up and leading the pack with positivity, love, strength, and courage, motivating them to keep going for him, live for him, make yourself better for him. But I realized behind all that, I was going through so many days crying alone, but coming off to everyone like I was okay, showing up with a smile on my face, showing up with positivity, motivation, love, encouragement. And it's not like I didn't feel the sadness, but I showed that. I was sure I was not feeling any sadness, no type of pain. I come off, and I noticed that about myself. I really come off like, okay, let's keep going. But that's how I glow. That's how I really glow through every storm. I have experienced postpartum depression. That shit is no joke. Failure, I hate it. Financial loss, you get tired of that. Not feeling enough, losing confidence. Internet bashing, friends passing at a young age. And I feel like that's what helped me build this type of strength where I don't wear my problems. You cannot tell I have problems because me at a young age having to grieve a friend, I would say two, having to grieve two friends, neighborhood friends I loved, to one, health issues, two, to gun violence, really put me in a space where I had no choice but to heal. I had to remove myself from different crowds. I had to really learn how to get myself together at a young age. Black families, especially back then, didn't believe in therapy. They didn't believe in counseling. They didn't believe in talking to you and figuring out what's really going on with you mentally. That was not the thing back then. So days of me crying late night, days of me having to still get up, go to school, go to my sports, and continue life like nothing never happened, built the strength in me to know how to heal privately. I'm a very honest person with myself, so I do not like to run away from my problems, because I believe if you don't tackle it right then and there, that shit is going to show up years and years and years and years, and we're still going to be angry from shit that happened 30 years ago, mad about things that happened 10 years ago. And I don't like that depression feeling. So I learned to heal in private and show up with happiness, love, a smile on my face. Big believer in leave that shit at the door, because we all are going through things. And we can't allow what you're going through to be rubbing off on the next person, because we all just trying to get through life and live, laugh, and love. But I've been through all of that, and I learned how to have strength, how to keep going through the hard times, how to not allow my pain, my hurt, my sadness show through my beauty, my happiness, my good heart. Most importantly, my smile, because I love my smile. And my love. Some might consider it fake, but the honest question is, do you think any of us would have survived everything we've been through if we didn't glow and keep going? Because the glow is the most powerful part. It's them being in shock when you finally tell your story. It's the way you walk with your head held high. It's the happiness and the love you still pouring to others, even when you're still healing. That glow is survival. It's not fake, it's faith. It's the light we carry through the darkest times. It's the proof that we didn't break, even when it felt like we were breaking. So if you're listening to this right now and you're still walking through your own storm, just know your glow is being built in the dark. And when it shows up, baby, let it shine. Don't apologize for it. Don't downplay it. Let it speak loud and clear. Because behind that glow is a story, and that story is strength. I never in a million years would have thought me, Sakina, would be on a podcast sharing my story, helping people heal, helping people understand they're not alone, also motivating people, especially even the people who personally know me, that even though I show up with love, motivation, strength, and courage, I'm just like you. I just learned to put my best face on and still pour into others. So the advice I want to give you all on this episode is keep going, be you, show up for you, and don't let your past, your problems, your struggles change who you are. That is it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If this message hit home, share it with someone you love. Make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram at Being You Loud and Clear. I love y'all. Shine bright, and I'll see you in the next episode.